Vico van Voss has been making wooden furniture from salvaged materials for 20 years.
When I get a tree that's been blown over by a hurricane or taken down by a tree company, I have the opportunity to give this tree a second life.
Voss is known for creating elegant yet functional pieces.
And part of my philosophy is that if it took a tree 80 years to grow, I need to build something that will last for that same duration.
Voss formed that philosophy while he lived for 8.5 years in a small cabin he had built on his lot outside Chestertown, Maryland.
I grew to understand and love nature, but it wasn't just loving nature, it was observing the real subtleties of the land, of the trees. And with that, I felt like I became a steward of nature.
Voss works mostly by commission, so when a local museum invited him to exhibit his furniture at an art show next year, he had a problem. He sells his work as soon as he completes it.
Basically, the idea of borrowing my client's pieces for 2 months was not an option. I couldn't go in and say, I need to borrow your dining room table for 2 months.
Gallery owner Carla Massoni came up with an idea to work around the problem. If patrons were to loan money to Voss, so he wouldn't have to sell each piece, he could create a body of work for the museum show. Afterwards, he would sell the pieces and pay back the money. So far, Massoni says more than 20 people have participated in what she calls the Seed Project.
Many of the people that are involved in this probably wouldn't be able to purchase a piece of Vico's work, but they still want to be part of the process of his creating these pieces.
Bob Ingersoll is one of the participants.
And it seemed to me such an interesting project. Here, I had a chance to help Vico concentrate more on creating pieces of art. I expect to see a beautiful piece come out of this, or more, many pieces.
Massoni says such willingness could have something to do with the community's historic connection to the surrounding farmland and river.
What Vico does, using the natural resources of the region, the trees, the connection he has to the living, breathing environment that he's part of, many people share that philosophy as well.
Voss says the Seed Project has allowed him to grow as a craftsman.
I thought, what a phenomenal opportunity to get out of my own box and create something very unique, very sculptural, much more artistic, but still functional than what I've created in the past.
The Chestertown community hopes the Seed Project could blossom into support for other artists and craftsmen in the future. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.